top of Chavdal and Amaramah. Tanya Kavoshe de Rav Chisda. The Brisa that says like Rav Chisda, that the reason that you can't use Shemen Sreifa on Yontif is because you can't burn Kodshim on Yontif, and either therefore you also can't burn Truma, or that we're gozer, if you burn Truma, we're afraid you may come to burn Kodshim, so it's also to burn Truma Midrabanan at least. And there's a shayla over here, whether Rav Chisda, who says that you can't light Erev Shabbos, it falls on Yontif, candles for Shabbos with Shemen Truma, Shemen Sreifa, because you're not allowed to burn that Shemen on Erev Shabbos. Whether he would hold on a regular Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to do it or not. A pashtus in the Gemara, regular Erev Shabbos is not awesome, because the whole Isra is only because you can't burn Shemen Sreifa on Yontif. But there are those that hold that Rav Chisda still holds a gzeira, that you can't do it any Erev Shabbos, that you may come to light it on an Erev Shabbos that's a Yontif and not distinguish. Kol Elu Sha'omru, so Tanya Kavoser says, we have a brisa that says Rav Chisda, Kol Elu Sha'omru Ein Madlikin Bohem B'Shabbos, Madlikin Bohem B'Yontif. Right, all the Shmonim that it says you can't use on Shabbos because you're afraid that you'll tip the lamp, you're allowed to use them on Yontif, because Yontif you're allowed to tip the lamp. Chutz mishemen sreifa, lefi shein sorf and kodshim biyontif, except for shemen sreifa, which what's it called? You can't use pashtis on Shabbos, even erev regular erev Shabbos, because you can't burn kodshim on Yontif. Okay. Now the Gemara goes on. Iboyelahu, ma'ul lahazkir shel chanuka v'birkas hamazon. Should you mention chanuka in benching? She say Alanisim in benching or not? Tosfos asks, why is this here? It should have been in the sugya before with Chanukah. Right? But it could be that since the Gemara like went the inyan le'inyan, went to all the inyanim of hadlaka on Chanukah, and then indirectly to other inyanim of hadlaka, and then we're coming back now to Chanukah. Right? So, do you mention Alanisim in Birkas Hamazon or not? And Rashi says that it's clear that you mention Alanisim in Tefillah. In davening, there's no question that you mention Alanisim in Chanukah, because that's what Chanukah is all about. It was Nikba, Lahodos, Lahalil, Halil and Hodah. So Halil and Hodah definitely has its place in Tefillah. The question only is, benching, which is not the Iker Tefillah, is there the Inyan of Halil and Hodah or not? Tosfos says that tefillah was obvious, that you have to have it because it's parabit, tefillah b'tzibur. So there's an inyan of pirsume nisa. But benching people do usually on their own. Maybe there's no inyan b'chlal of pirsume nisa to add ala nisim into benching. So everybody holds that the only question was legabe benching, but legabe tefillah, of course we say ala nisim in David. So what's the question? Kivim the rabbonin hu, lo mad karinan. Since, what's it called, the whole inyan of Chanukah is only with the Rabbana, so therefore you don't have to mention it. You only mention Me'ein HaMa'ora in something that's Doraisa, but not something that's Rabbanan. Al Dilma Mishum Pirsumei Nisa Mad Karinan. Or maybe, since it's the inyan of Pirsumei Nisa, you have to mention it. Omar Rava, Omar Rav Shora, Omar Rav Huna, Eino Maskir. You don't have to mention it. Not a chiyuv. Vimbala Hazkir, Maskir Bahodah. But you're allowed to mention. If you want to mention, then you should mention it in Hodah, no Delacha. Like we do. Right? In the middle of no Delacha, we say Alanisim. Rashi, Vibirkas Hamazon, Vitzvila Pshitala. In davening, for sure, you have to mention Alanisim. Shari Lahalalul Hodah, Nikbu, Kedamrin La'el. Like we said before, Chanukah was made for Halal and Hodah. So if you're not going to put Alanisim into davening, where is the Hodah? Halal, we say Halal. But where's the Hodah? So Hodah has to be in Tefillah. Lo Maskarinan, Lo Chayvu Lihazkin. So Rashi says, it means, Lo Maskarinan means they weren't Chayv to mention it. Okay. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda, Ikla Lebe Rava, Sover Lad Kure Bebonei Yerushalayim. Right? Rav Yehuda went to the house of Rava, and he benched there, and he had in mind to mention Alanisim in Bonei Yerushalayim, meaning that where we say Ritzei in Yalav Yavo, he was going to say Alanisim. Amar Lahu Rav Sheshes Kitzvila, Mar Tzvila Behodoa Birkas Hamazon Behodoa. No, you don't say Alanisim in Tzvila except in Hodoa, you say it in Modim. You don't say it like you say Yalav Yavo in Avoda, right? Because it's basically not a Tzvila. It's an Inyan of Hodoa. So therefore, you say it in Hodah. So too in Birkas HaMazon, you say it in Nodelecha, not in Bonei Yerushalayim. Rashi, Mat Tfila beBirkas Hodah, to Hakula Milsa Dechanika Ikra LaHodah Niskana. Because the whole idea of Alanisim is Hodah. The Hodah beBirkas HaAretz. Hodah is Nodelecha. Okay. Iboy Elohu. Ma'u Lahazki Rosh Chodesh beBirkas HaMazon. You mention Rosh Chodesh. You say Yalav Yavo in Birkas HaMazon. Okay, we already said that on Chanukah you don't have to mention it, it's only the Rabbon. Right? If you want to, you can. And we'll see, the minig has become that we do mention it. Okay, we'll see, even because it's a minig, it's even more chomor than if it would have been a halach. But the question is like this. Chanukah you don't have to mention, because it's only the Rabbon. So there's no chiyuv to mention a the Rabbon, and that's me'ein ha-ma'orah. Rosh Chodesh d'orayis atzoreth. Then that would follow that Rosh Chodesh is Min HaTorah. It's not a Yontif the Rabbon, it's a Yontif Min HaTorah. You do have to mention. Al Dilma Kivan Lo Osur Basiyas Malacha Lo Maskarin. Or maybe not. Maybe since Rosh Chodesh is not Osur Basiyas Malacha, and even though Tosus brings down sources that say that they didn't do Malacha on Rosh Chodesh, that was only a minig. A minig, even men didn't do Malacha on Rosh Chodesh, and even women is only a minig. So maybe once ago, since not Osur Basiyas Malacha, only Yomim Tovim that are Min HaTorah, that you're not allowed to do Malacha, then you have to mention Me'in HaMor. It's Choshev enough to mention. But Rosh Chodesh, where there's no Isra of Malacha, maybe that's not Choshev enough to mention. Rav Omer Maskir, Rabbi Chanina Omer Eino Maskir. So Rav holds you have to mention Yalav Yavo in benching, and Rabbi Chanina says you don't mention it. Omer Avzrika, Nekot Derav Biyodcha, the Korab Oshio Kavosei, right? Go like Rav, that what's it called, that that holds that you have to mention Yalav Yavo in benching, because Rav Oshio holds like him. The Tani Rav Oshio, Yomim Sheyesh Bohem Korban Musaf, Kegon Rosh Chodesh V'Cholo Shel Moed, a day where there's a Korban Musaf, like Rosh Chodesh, Cholo Moed, a special Musaf. So Arvis the Shachris, Umincha Mispal Shmoneh Esrei V'Omer Me'in HaMa'ora. So all three tefillas, Yudavin, Shachris, Mincha, and Maariv, excepting for Musa, Yudavin a regular Shmoneh Esrei, and you mention Chol HaMoed or Rosh Chodesh in Shmoneh Esrei, in Ritzei. Im lo amar, machzir and also. And if you didn't say it, you have to say Shmoneh Esrei again. Okay? Unless you... Me'in HaMa'orah means that, similar to the day that is happening. The happening. I know you have to mention Rosh Chodesh Chol HaMoed, the day that what's it called that's occurring, the occurrence of the day. The Ein Bohem Kiddush Al Hakos, you don't make Kiddush or anything because you only make Kiddush when there's Nisr Malacha Shabbos Yontif and so on, not Chol HaMoed and not Rosh Chodesh. The Yesh Bohem Haskar of the Birkas HaMazon, and you also mention Yalav Yavo in Bench. Yomim she'ein bohem korban musaf, kigon sheni v'chamishi v'tanios u'mamados, right? Days that there is no, what's it called, korban musaf, like Monday and Thursday, and tanios and fast days, u'mamados. Mamados is where they used to gather together, kohanim, leviyim, yisraelim, and they would say the different parshios of Bereishis and fast, what's it called, 5 days of the week, in order they should be considered like they are, what's it called, accompanying the karbonos that were being done in Yerushalayim. That was the mamodos. So, Gemara says, let's stop here and let's go on. Okay, let's go Rashi first. So you see that days when there is a korban musaf, like Rosh Chodesh, you do mention Yalav Yavo in Shmoneh Esrei and in benching. So that's like Rav. Okay. Now this doesn't, Tosa says, this does not come to exclude Chanukah. Chanukah is no Korban Musaf. No Musaf on Chanukah. would seem to imply that you don't mention what's it called, you don't mention, what's it called, indenching the cloud. So we had, no, that what it means over here is pursue my nisa. It's a different Indian, the cloud. So this, we're talking over here of me'ein hama'ora, just for the fact that you have to mention the special day that's occurring. But on Chanukah, it's not that you have to mention a special day. There's a separate reason on Chanukah we have to mention it. And same thing on Purim, because of pursue my nisa. So this rule doesn't include Chanukah and Purim. Rashi. Va'omer me'ein ha'ma'orav ba'avoda. You say, you mention the day in avoda, in Ritzei. Levakish rachmim al Yisrael v'yarushalayim l'hoshiv avoda l'mkoma. The reason that on Rosh Chodesh and on Chol HaMoed you mention Yalav v'yavo in Ritzei is because it's a korban musaf and you want the avoda to be returned to Yerushalayim. So you say it in Ritzei. Lasos korbanos hayom. In other words, you're able to make the special korbanos that are brought. So the place to ask that the Rabbanus Shalom reinstate the korbanos that were missing is in Ritzei. Sheni v'chamishi, mashma shel kol shabbosos hashon. It's mashma every Monday and Thursday. Umaya v'detayu l'zokrum. What you mentioned Monday and Thursday in benching or in davening. Right? It's obviously you know something special about Monday and Thursday. U'lechalka mishari mos hashonah. To separate them or to distinguish them from all the other days of the year. So Gemara thinks that Monday and Thursday over here just means a regular Monday and Thursday and fast days. So Gemara says, no. Let's go back to the Gemara. Right. Ella, so Gemara says, Sheni v'chamishi maya v'detayu. What's so special on Monday and Thursday that you have to mention it in davening and in benching? Ella, Sheni v'chamishi, Sheni v'chamishi v'sheni shel taniyos u'mamados. Now, it's talking about the Monday, Thursday, and Monday of Tanios and Mamados. Mamados is not going back on Monday, Thursday, and Monday, because Mamados was every day of the week except Sunday and Friday and Shabbos. The other days of the week, they, what's it called, made the Mamados, Rashi's going to say. So, on the fast days, also, you have to mention Me'ein HaMa'orah, that's called Aneinu. Right? Aneinu is the Me'ein HaMa'orah of a fast day. Yalav Yavo is the Me'ein HaMa'orah of Chol HaMoed and Rosh Chodesh, and Alanisim is the Me'ein HaMa'orah of Chanukah and Purim. Okay, so now the Gemara says like this, Shel Tanios, Shoyu Gozrim Tanios Alakshon, when they made special fast days because it didn't rain, so Sheni V'chamishi V'sheni V'sheni, so the fast days were made on in a cycle of Monday, Thursday, and Monday. V'shel Ma'amados, Kolomer liyomim shel ma'amados, right? Also on the ma'amados, also you had to mention they fasted on the ma'amados. Also said aneinu. Shohayu misanim arba tanios b'shabbos. Sheni shlishi revi b'chamishi. They used to fast 4 days every week. The people who were part of this group of the ma'amados, right? They didn't fast on Sunday in order not to go from Shabbos right away into to a fast. Also because of the Christians. They didn't fast on Sunday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, they fasted. They didn't fast on Erev Shabbos either, because of Shabbos. And Shabbos, obviously, they didn't fast.
What does that mean to the Christians?
What? That the Christians would think we're Badafka making a fast on their thing. It would be a dangerous thing. Ume'ein ha'ma'ora didu, tfilas tainus. And me'ein ha'ma'ora is aneinu. Arvis, lele knisosam. Arvis means the night that these days are coming in. Okay, the night before the tainus, the afal pisha ochel v'shosa kol alayla. Even though these tanios, right, except for the most extreme ones in the end, the beginning tanios when it didn't rain, they're only daytime fast days. Like we have on Shavuos Batamuz and everything except Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur is only a daytime tainus. So you eat at night and you start fasting at alos hashachar. Still, mispal tefilas tainus. You still say Aneinu in Marath, even though you're not fasting yet. But the day is a fast day, right? Just you're not fasting yet, right? The halachas of fasting don't start till the morning. But the day is a fast day. Shivas or Batamos. All the halachas of Shivas or Batamos start at the night, right? You can't listen to music and take haircuts or whatever it is the night before, right? Because that's Shivas or Batamos. The halacha of fasting doesn't start till the morning. But not that the fast day doesn't start till the morning. all fast days start at night, like every other day, right? But the fasting doesn't start. But the day is a fast day. So you say Aneinu at night too. As soon as the fast day comes in, you mention Aneinu. That's Neina Ma'ola. If a person accepted upon himself a private fast day, even though he's allowed to eat all night, he says Aneinu in Shmona Esrei of Mari. Uvetshuvas Hagaoni Motzasi Braisa Shonu Rabosenu. Pamim shodim shori v'tainis ve'eno mispalo, upamim sheino shori v'tainis u'mispalo. Well, the Gaonim bring down a brisa that points out an interesting fact. Sometimes you can be fasting and not say Aneinu, and sometimes you can be eating and say Aneinu. Okay, so how? Kan b'knisosa, kan b'yitziosa. Right? When the fast day comes in, you're still eating, but l'maisa, it's the fast day, so you say Aneinu. Can be tzikolomer erev tainis afal pisha osid lechol laachar tefila. Even though you're going to eat after Shmoneh Esrei, you're going to eat after Mariv, right? Till the morning, mispal tefilas tainis. You say Aneinu. The leil machroso afal pisha odenu b'tainis. And the next night, Mariv after the fast day, even though you're still fasting, you're not going to eat till after Mariv. Now you don't say Aneinu because mispal tefilas arvis. Ain't mispal tefilas tainis because not tainis anymore, even though you're fasting, right? So that Aneinu has nothing to do with whether you're eating or you're fasting. It has to do with, if this is the day of a tainis, then you say Aneinu. If it's not the day of a tainis, even though you happen to be not eating anymore, still, you don't say Aneinu. Aneinu mispal tefilas tainis. The sof divrei ha-ga'onim kosu, however, the ga'onim themselves say not like that. They say that even though this is what the braisa says, things have changed. Aval ein on the regilim lomar arvis, we don't say Aneinu in Mariv, v'afilu shachris, we don't even say Aneinu in shachris, except for the Shliach Tzibur. But the regular Yochid doesn't say Aneinu in shachris, only in Mincha. Why? Shemeyera lo ones, koli, obulmis, v'yitom klum, v'nimtsa shachrim, v'tfiloso. Because we're afraid something will happen, and you'll have to eat, and then you said Aneinu, right, and it's not really a fast day for you anymore. Right, because you broke your fast. So, a tainis Yochid that you broke your fast, not a fast day anymore. Tainus Tzibur that you broke your fast is still a Tainus Tzibur. So some say, therefore, that Shivasa Batamos, Asar Bateves, or whatever, Tainus Tzibur, there, it doesn't depend on your fasting. It depends on the fact that this is a fast day, whether you fast or not, and therefore, it could be you could say Aneinu at night and in the morning. It's just a Tainus Yochid, there the Svar of the Gaonim applies. That if you stop fasting, it's not a fast day anymore. You eat by mistake. So you said Aneinu, because it's a fast day, and all of a sudden it's not a fast day anymore, so you lied. So therefore, Shachris, and I, by Mincha, what's it called, you could daven Mincha early, and maybe you'll eat before the end of the day too, and ruin the whole thing, but there at least you fasted till Chatzos, still called the Tainis. That's what they're showing them say. Tosus asks a question over here, L'chora, if that's the case, then how's the Halacha that you're allowed to borrow a fast day and pay it back later? Person's fasting, he has a tainus yochid, he's a Kabbalah tainus on himself, and a certain amount of taniyos, and he started fasting, and he realized that there's reasons why he wants to break his fast. So he's allowed to borrow the fast to a different day, right? To eat that day, and to push it off to another day. Right? L'chora, he's over on saying Aneinu as a sheker. So, in Echanami, some of the Rishonim say it's only where you didn't say Aneinu yet, you could do this. But if you said Aneinu already, then you can't do this because you make the Aneinu a shekel. Okay. So Arvis the Shachris from Mincha Mispal Shmoneh Esrei, but Umar Me'ein Hamaora B'Shomei Tefila. Right, in Arvis Shachris and Mincha, like we said, that was the original halacha that you said Aneinu night, morning, and afternoon, right? You say it in Shomei Tfila. In Aneinu, you say in Shomei Tfila. In Lo Omar, Ein Machzir. If you didn't say it, you don't go back. The Ein Gohem Haskoris B'Birkas HaMazon. However, at night, when you're still eating on a Tainis, you don't mention Aneinu in Birkas HaMazon. Right there, there's no Zechira in benching. Could be because it's not important enough. Or it could be that it's like a Tarti de Sasri. How in the world can you mention Aneinu, even though you're eating and it's a fast day, but the fast day and eating don't go together. Right? So the Bedavka mention in Birkas HaMazon, you can't. Right. If you eat on Yom Kippur, you have to mention the Yalav Yav. Eimazir, and also the Lav Deraisa Ninu. Since it's not Deraisa, you don't have to say Shimon Esrei or benching again if you forgot it. The Birkas HaMazon shall Arvis, the Knisoso, the Koshkein, Bitsioso, Shikvar Over Hayom. And what's it called? And you don't mention Anenu in Birkas HaMazon, not the night of the Tainis, right? And surely not the next night, because there's no more Tainis. Okay, Iboy Elohu. Ma'u Lahaskar Shal Chanukah B'Musafin Yudavin Musaf, okay, on Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh that falls on Chanukah. So you have a Musaf. The Musaf has nothing to do with Chanukah. If it wouldn't be Rosh Chodesh, there'd be no Musaf for Chanukah. Right, so you're davening Musaf because of Rosh Chodesh. Do you have to mention Chanukah also? Since Chanukah is irrelevant to the Musaf, maybe you don't mention Chanukah in Musaf, just Rosh Chodesh. Or maybe not. Since Lamaisa, you have to daven this davening, and it happens to be Chanukah, you should mention Chanukah too. Kiva de lespo Musaf b'didei lo matkarina. Since Musaf does not apply to Chanukah itself, you don't mention it. Odil mayom hu shechai b'arba tefilas. This is a day that you're chai to daven four tefilas. And that day happens to be Chanukah, so you have to mention Chanukah too. So Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Damri Tarvayu, Eino Maskim. Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna say you don't mention it. Because Musaf and Chanukah have no connection to each other. So you mention Rosh Chodesh, that's why you're davening Musaf and not Chanukah. Rav Nachman, Rav Yochanan, Damri Tarvayu, Maskir. Rav Nachman, Rav Yochanan say you do mention it. Why? Because it's a day that's chayiv in four tefillos. Because this Chanukah taka, because it's Rosh Chodesh, so you have to daven a Musaf. You have to daven a Musaf. You mention everything special about the day in Musaf. Omer Abayel Rav Yosef, Hod Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, the Ravu. That which Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda said, that you don't mention it, that goes according to Rav. The Omer Rav Gidl Omer Rav, Rosh Chodesh Shecholios B'Shabbos. You have Rosh Chodesh that falls on Shabbos. HaMafter B'Novi B'Shabbos Eino Tzorek L'Haskel Shel Rosh Chodesh. That's exactly what we do. Right? When you say the Brachos on the Haftorah, you say Mekadesh HaShabbos, and you don't mention Rosh Chodesh. Not at all. Not in the Bracha, not before the Bracha. You ignore Rosh Chodesh completely. Why? Shil Moleh Shabbos Ein Novi B'Rosh Chodesh. Because if it wouldn't be for Shabbos, you don't say Haftorah on Rosh Chodesh. So the Haftorah is only because of Shabbos. So, aside from the fact that it happens to be that you have to say a Haftorah now because it's Shabbos, and it also happens to be Rosh Chodesh, but Rosh Chodesh is irrelevant to the Haftorah, so you don't mention it in the brachos of the Haftorah. Same thing over here. You have to daven Musaf on Chanukah because of Rosh Chodesh. But it has nothing to do with Chanukah. So therefore, Chanukah is irrelevant to Musaf. You don't mention Chanukah in Musaf either. Okay. Shmore says, Mi Dovi. Hasam Novi with the Rosh Chodesh like a cloud. Right? No comparison. Over there, by the Haftorah, there's no such thing as a Haftorah on Rosh Chodesh ever. Doesn't have any shaykhus Rosh Chodesh. Ocha isse ba'arvis the shaykhus of mincha. But over here, right, the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah, in shaykhus, marid shaykhus and mincha, you do mention Al-Anisim, right? So in three of the four tefillahs, you have to mention Al-Anisim because it's Chanukah. So you mention the fourth one too. Ela lohodan. If you want to compare it to something, compare it to the following. Domer after achtavoy omer Rav, again, in the name of Rav, Yontif Shecholios B'Shabbos. If Yontif falls on Shabbos, Hamafter B'Novi B'Mincha B'Shabbos Ein Tzorech L'Hazker Shal Yontif. Okay, Tosfos says they used to have a minig of saying a Haftorah, but not from the Novi, from the Ksuvim. There is no Novi from the Nevi'im on Mincha time of Shabbos, but they used to have a minig to read Ksuvim Mincha time, like as a Haftorah. The third Aliyah got a Haftorah of Ksuvim, just like on a Tainis. The third Aliyah is a Haftorah. Right? And then there was a Gzeres HaMalchus, and they stopped it because of Sakonis Nefashos. The government, Roman government, came out against it. And once it was stopped, they never reinstated it. That's why we don't do it. But they used to say a Haftorah of Ksuvim, Mincha time of Shabbos. That's only on Shabbos. So on Yontif, that falls on Shabbos, so the Haftorah that you say in Shacharis has a Shaychus to Yontif, because even if it wouldn't be Shabbos, you'd say Haftorah and Yontif. So you mention Yontif and Shabbos together in the Haftorah. But the Haftorah you say at Mincha has nothing to do with Yontif. only has to do with Shabbos. Therefore, you don't mention Yontif in the Haftorah of Mincha. Shilmole Shabbos ein novi b'mincha b'yontif. If it wouldn't be Shabbos, there would be no Haftorah Mincha of Yontif. Right? And the Maisa, what's it called? The Maisa, the, don't turn to that. We're learning an omelet. That's the end of the omelet. The, I was going to do Rashi in a second. In any case, so therefore, that's comparable to this. Here, there's a Haftorah in the morning, and you do mention Yontif. There is no Haftorah for Yontif in the afternoon, so even though you say it because of Shabbos, you don't mention it. That's similar to our case. There is Ma'ariv, Shachris, Mincha, you say Yalav Yavo, because, you say Ala Nisim because it's Hanukkah. But in Musaf, which doesn't have to do with Hanukkah, there you don't say Yalav Yavo. Just like over here, you say for part of the thing that's relevant to it, you don't say for the part that's not relevant. By Ala Nisim, the same thing, you say for the one that's relevant, but the one that's not relevant, you don't say. See Rashi. Shel Chanukah b'Musafim, b'Tfilas Musafim d'Shabbos, v'Rosh Chodesh, shebesochim mechanukah, ma'u lahaskar al anisim b'hodah. Okay? In Musaf, of Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, which are, what's it called, besochim mechanukah, there's two possibilities how you have a Musaf on Chanukah. One is Rosh Chodesh, and the other one is Shabbos Chanukah. Both of them is a Musaf, one because of Shabbos, one because of Rosh Chodesh, neither because of Chanukah. So do you mention al anisim in the Musaf or not? V'dalet tfilos, arvis, v'shachris, u'musaf, u'mincha. There's four tfilos on that day, right? Mariv, shachris, musaf, and mincha. The kivin shechovas tfilos zeh hayom, ein apchusa mishar tfilos shalom. And therefore, that day necessitates four tfilos. That day happens to be Chanukah also. So just like you say ala nisim in the first three, you say it in musaf too. Ein novi b'rosh chodesh, hachanami hol ilmoli rosh chodesh, ein musaf b'chanukah. Just like over there, if it would be only Rosh Chodesh, you wouldn't say a mafter. So you don't mention Rosh Chodesh in the Haftorah brachas. So to over here, if it wouldn't be Rosh Chodesh, there wouldn't be any Musaf on Chanukah. Lo boy, that's because you don't have to mention Chanukah in Musaf. Hocha isei b'shachris arvus amincha. Kivikimin shayom mechuyah b'arvut tfilas kazu kein zu. Since this is a day that's chayiv in four tfilas, and in three of them you said ala nisim, say it in the fourth too. Right, you want to make all the tefillos, what's it called, the same. Hamafter b'novi mincha Shabbos, matzosi b'tshuvas ha-ga'onim. Rashi says, I found the tshuva from the ga'onim. Show you regilim likros b'novi b'shabosos b'mincha. That they used to read a haftorah Shabbos mincha. Asora psukim, 10 psukim. And Tosus again points out that it wasn't novi. Novi over here is lavdavka, and Rashi could be also lavdavka. It means ksuvim. Right. It is called the what's it called, the Ksuvim Novi, but it's Ksuvim. Who we made Parsiim Gozru Gzeira, not the Romans, the Persians, made Gzeira that they should stop it. Shalol Asos, the Kivin Shinistalko Nistalko. So once it stopped, they never reinstated it. So we don't do it. Ein Novi b'mincha b'yontif, the Afal Gab the Isei Shachris, even though there is a Haftorah Shachris of Yontif, Hoelu Mincha Lab Mishum Yontif Asi Lomaskarina. So we see that we don't make everything parallel, right? We don't say that since there's a Haftorah Shachris, where you do mention Yontif, so the Haftorah Minch also we mention Yontif, right? We say that, what's it called, that where it applies, where it doesn't apply. Same thing. Even though you say Al Anisim, Shachris, Mincha, and Mariv, but Musaf, it doesn't apply. You don't say Al Anisim in Musaf. So that's how Rav Hun and Rav Yehuda hold, and that's how Rav holds. Okay, this is top line, the less hilchasa tichol hanishmaisa. And the halacha is not like any of these members, right? What is the halacha? Sirashi, tichol hanishmaisa, Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Rav Gidl, Rav Achtavoy, ele ketfila achas kacha derto lechol dover hayom umaskir. The halacha is that it's the same whenever you mention the me'ein hama'ora, you mention it in all the tfilas of that day, whether they're relevant to that Inyan or not, meaning you mention a Musaf, even though it's not relevant to Chanukah, and so on. And the Gemara will, what's it called, tomorrow we'll see what the details of that are.